Good morning for the CJRU morning mixtape. I am Donovan LaCroixy, and debuting on CJRU 1280 AM, I've got the director from the Region Park Film Festival. Would you like to introduce yourself, making your CJRU debut?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for inviting me, Donovan. I'm Kalpana Srinarayanadas, the executive director of the Regent Park Film Festival.
Wow, I'm so excited. So do you want to tell us what your role is and how the Regent Park Film Festival started?
Yeah, so we just celebrated our 20th anniversary. Our film festival took place last week, December 7th to 10th, and it was our 20th edition. So it was a big celebration, not only, you know, being back in person and having our first film festival again after being online for 2 years, like most of us were, but also because we've been around for 20 years. And I have to say, we had very humble beginnings. Our founder, Sidhan Chandra, started the festival in 2003, just as an idea. You know, she was a York University student studying teaching, and she felt that there was a lot of power in telling stories through film and building some understanding and empathy through art and film specifically. And so she recognized that there were a lot of different cultural communities that lived in Regent Park. And she thought a great way to bring those communities together was through film. So the first film festival actually took place in the school gymnasium slash auditorium of the Nelson Mandela Park public school, just down the road from us. And so for the first 10 years of our festival, we had it in that little school gymnasium, inviting everyone from around the neighborhood to come watch some films from all over the world that represented, you know, the different communities that lived in Regent Park. And it's always been a very multicultural neighborhood. It's Canada's oldest public housing neighborhood. It's gone through revitalization in the last 17 years. But at that time, it was really, you know, full of new Canadians, immigrants, third culture kids, people who are born here, but straddled, you know, the world between Canadian culture and their own culture. And so our film festival was really meant to highlight those different communities, Black, Indigenous, people of color, racialized communities, highlight their stories through film and their experiences, but also give people within the neighborhood a platform to tell their stories through film or, you know, short or feature films. So we moved into our current home at Daniel Spectrum 10 years ago, and we've held our festival there ever since. So just last week, we came back in person after being away for 2 years. And yeah, it was a big celebration. We were really excited.
Mm-hmm. Now talk to me about online. How was it online versus, of course, being back in person? It's amazing. But what was it like being online for 2 years? Of course, missing out on that social interaction. But what was it like online 2 years?
Yeah, it was tough, especially as a, you know, small film festival, a community-based film festival. It's hard to be with community online. I think we all felt it, even though, you know, trying to have conversations with friends over Zoom, it just didn't feel the same, right? I think the opportunity that emerged from that was that people across Canada could experience our programming. Because actually, one thing that has always been part of our mandate and mission as an organization is free programming. So our festival is entirely free. And so people across the country were able to watch some great films, you know, films that have been shown at different festivals around the city, but they could watch it for free. So it was an opportunity to connect with people across Canada and across the GTA. But it was tough. It was hard to connect with people and to create that sense of community that happens when you're in a theater experiencing, you know, the same story and laughing at the same time or hearing someone sniffling beside you. You know, it's a very different experience. So I think we tried really hard to keep that spirit alive. But, you know, I think it was tough for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Now being back in person, what was it like? Now we're back in person, like you said. What are some of the movies people can experience? What are some of, what do you call, what should people see? Or what projects are people are kind of getting excited about at this festival?
Yeah, so last week we opened our festival with Brother, which is directed by Clement Virgo. He actually grew up in Regent Park. He's from Jamaica, and his family family immigrated here. And so he's sort of a, you know, a Regent Park celebrity, and he's very well known within the TV and film industry, having directed or wrote, you know, episodes of The Wire or that recent Jeffrey Dahmer show on Netflix. So he's well known in the industry. And so to be able to open with his film was really cool. His first film was actually about Regent Park. It was a film from the 1990s called Rude. And I had heard his producer of the film sort of describe Brother, the film that opened our festival, as like a bookend to that film. You know, it's about communities like Regent Park, but, you know, the experiences of kids growing up in those sort of communities. So we were really excited to have that open our film. And we closed our film with one of my favorites of the last year that's also been racking up a lot of awards, called Rice Boy Sleeps, directed by Anthony Shim. It's about a Korean family that moves to Canada in the 90s and, you know, experiences all the trials and tribulations of being new to a country and maybe not knowing the language, or, you know, trying to balance Canadian culture with your own culture and some of the, you know, microaggressions or racism that emerges in those experiences. That's a really beautiful film that closed our festival. And in between, we had a lot of shorts programs. Because it's our 20th anniversary, we actually commissioned five filmmakers to make four films about Regent Park. And so that series was called Regent Park Made Visible. And that was made available online as well as in person. And these filmmakers created these short films based on archival footage or, you know, their personal anecdotes and personal photos, just to show the story of what it means to grow up in Regent Park or to be raised or to move to Regent Park and what the experience of that is. So that was a special commission series that we did this year as well.
What's more that you're looking forward to maybe in the future? And what stories should be, you know, projected for maybe a next year's film festival? What more would you like to see be done next year?
Yeah, so we do have year-round programming. We have our festival every fall, usually late November. But we also have our July summer series program, which is out in the park. And that's usually a lot of big blockbusters, a lot of family-friendly films. And of course, true to our mission, we always highlight stories of Black, Indigenous, and racialized people. So either, you know, the director or writer behind the scenes or the focus of the film is always a BIPOC story. And so that's always been important to our mandate. And so we'll definitely continue to do that and look for not just the big blockbusters, like last year we showed Shang-Chi in the park and Summer of Soul, not just big blockbusters like that, but also those small filmmakers who are making, you know, little waves as they start their career. Regent Park Film Festival has always been about access and opportunity for people who don't normally have access and opportunity for various reasons, whether financial reasons or, you know, the social aspects. You know, they just don't have the network. They don't know how to become a cinematographer or get into filmmaking. So making those connections and providing that access is something that's always been part of the work that we do. So that will certainly continue. We're bringing back our internship program called Live It to Learn It, which we connect young Black youth with the various numerous Toronto productions that happen here every year. And they, you know, work on in the sound department or the lighting department, and they have different opportunities to learn about what it means to work in the industry. So that'll certainly continue. And yeah, we're excited to see what films emerge. There's been a lot of great short filmmakers that we highlighted in our film festival last week. And I'm excited to see, you know, if they brought in their work or creativity into feature films. There's a lot of people who have won awards touring their short films around the world. So I'm excited to see what they come up with for next year as well. We'll be keeping an eye on them.
And what do you want to tell Black and Indigenous people that have not pushed their stories out? What's your message to them, and what do you want to tell them?
Yeah, Regent Park has always been Regent Park Film Festival is always focused on creating a platform for Black, Indigenous, and racialized people. So as I said, we have entirely free programming, not just for attendees and participants, but also for filmmakers. So a lot of filmmakers, they spent every single dollar they have in making their film, and they don't have an extra dollar to pay to submit their films to all of the festivals. So we don't charge any filmmakers to submit their film to show at our film festival, because again, it's about access and opportunity. And then also, we pay them. So we pay them a screening fee, we pay them a speaking fee if they participate in a talkback. So, you know, we want to support their creativity and provide a platform for them to tell their stories. So we also try to connect them to people within the industry. So we had a lot of industry programming at our film festival last week as well, focusing on mental health or, you know, how to find the right song for your film. We also had an industry lounge where you could meet people from ACTRA or Racial Equity Media Collective or Trinity Square Video, places where you can rent cameras or find funding or find a collaborator. So if you're looking, if you know you feel stuck and you don't know what to do next or who to you know, reach out to find that next opportunity, Regent Park Film Festival is really committed to finding those connections and making those connections for people and providing a platform for Black, Indigenous, and racialized people.
Mm-hmm. And what's your message to the community? What would you like to tell them that have not experienced this Regent Park Film Festival in the past, last week or the past years? What do you want to tell them that maybe an encouraging message where they, you know what, they're probably open to coming next year?
I mean, we try to remove every barrier. As I said, it's free. We also provide childcare. So if you have a little one at home and you want to come see a film or, you know, try one of our community screenings or industry workshops, we provide free childcare because, you know, we want to remove any barriers for people to participate. So, you know, if you're thinking about expressing your creativity or telling your story in some way, it's really a great place to just dip your toe in and see what's out there because it's entirely free, all of our programming. So there's no, you're not missing anything by, you know, coming out to watch a free film or attend a workshop or, you know, visit our offices and see what's available to you. And that's really our mission to help people. So please do reach out.
Mm-hmm. And the supporters, what do you want to tell the supporters that have came to every single event, even when it was online for 2 years? What do you want to tell them?
Yeah, it's 20 years is a long time to be around for a small festival like ours. And that's only possible with the supporters that we've had over the past 20 years, you know, not just big government grantors or corporations, but people who give, you know, $1 or $5 or, you know, buy a $2 popcorn, bag of popcorn, that supports all of the work we do. And all of it really makes a difference in supporting the work we do. And so, you know, thank you for sticking with us for 20 years and for believing in the work that we do and supporting it either by showing up and, you know, watching a film with us or, you know, financially supporting us or, you know, providing resources. There's a lot of great community partners that we've worked with throughout the 20 years of our existence, and community has always been core to our mission. You know, community and collaboration over competition is really core to what we do. And the numerous collaborators that we've had in Regent Park, but across the GTA that have really supported us has been monumental to our growth and our sustainability as an organization.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to throw out your social media platforms just in case?
Yeah.
Listeners or people that want to check you guys out?
Yeah, please do. So our website is RPFF, as in Regent Park Film Festival. RPFF.ca is our website. You can also catch us on Instagram or Facebook at Regent Park Film is our handle. You can also sign up for our newsletter if you visit our website. That's really where we stay connected with the community. You know, you get insider info before we announce the festival program or our July summer series. You'll get a heads up on that. Also advertising any internship or funding opportunities that we come across and that are shared with us, we also include in our newsletter. So that's a great way to keep in touch as well.
Okay. Any final things you would like to tell our listeners in closing?
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, 20 years is a long time to be around, and we're so grateful to the people who've supported us for the last 20 years, individuals, corporations, the government grantors. That's really allowed us to do the work that we do. Community is so important to what we do, and Regent Park has really fueled what we do, sort of directing us in creating programs that we see that the community is asking for. So please do continue to stay in touch, and we'll do our best to bring the opportunities and access that that the community is looking for.
All right, all right, all right. It was so great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for pouring that information into us of what happened last week.
Thank you so much, Donovan. Thanks for having me.
All right, for CJRU 1280 AM, I'd like to thank your name.
Executive Director.
Executive Green Park Director.
Film Festival Executive Director, Kalpana Srinarayanabhas. Thanks
Thank you so much.
Thank you.